Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
This week?
Yeah.
It's a week 11 game. It's no bigger and no less than the last 10 games that we've had, and that's, I know the media perception and the fan perception and what this game means, but for us, it's just week 11 for us. Typically when guys, they get here and every game is the biggest game, and which is the way that we approach it. Every game is the biggest game because it's the next one. But again, I know we haven't beat them in the playoffs, so that's the only thing that kind of matters.
Yeah, it's Josh Allen. It's just another game. Week 11. Alex Gold. Co-host of Cody and Gold. You can hear Alex on 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, our Odyssey Sports sister station in the free-to-download Odyssey app. Alex, thanks for joining us. Just another game. No big deal. Just Bills and Chiefs, Alex.
Yeah, no big deal. I mean, we have done this a lot over the last 5 years or so. What is this, the eighth matchup in the last 5-6 years or so? But no, of course, this has major implications for both sides. You got an undefeated team coming in, and you also have a number one seed race that gets way more interesting if the Bills win this thing on Sunday.
Well, say it doesn't go Buffalo's way, and now all of a sudden, not only is the coast clear for you to get that number one seed, is there any talk in Kansas City about an undefeated season, Alex?
Definitely been talk about it. I've been a little hesitant. I've said, hey, if they can get through Buffalo, then I'll really have a real conversation about it, because then I think it absolutely is in play if they can get a win. You know, they got Carolina after that. They'll play the Chargers one more time, the Broncos one more time, but they also have Cleveland and the Raiders on the schedule, Pittsburgh, Houston. I mean, there's still some big-time games as well, but I think if you get to 10-0 in the NFL and then Carolina, so let's call it 11-0, I think you absolutely have to have that conversation. But more importantly, folks here are, you know, wanting to wrap this number one seed up, honestly. And the feeling is if they go to Buffalo and they get a win there, then with tiebreakers, they pretty much have 3-4 game leads on just about everybody with tiebreakers, and the one seed is done.
So, Alex, when you talk about them being undefeated, I think a lot of people would look at Kansas City and be like, well, they don't look like the same Chiefs. They don't look like they do anything really well. How have they gotten to this point? Because the conspiracy theorists out there would, of course, say, it's all rigged. It's all Kansas City, and everybody loves Mahomes, and the NFL is just rigged. I mean, what are you seeing that makes this team special this season?
Yeah, there's no question. We have some fun with the conspiracy stuff that gets thrown out there at times around this football team over the last couple of years. But you're right. I mean, this is not the same team that maybe you saw in 2022 and scoring 34 points a game and high-flying. We know that wasn't the case last year. And I don't think they're all that different from a year ago in terms of how they're winning. You know, people don't take the Steelers seriously because it's Russell Wilson, but the Chiefs and Steelers guys are winning in, like, the identical way. They're going to play a really strong defense, and they're going to make the key play when they have to. And obviously the Chiefs have done that in every single game. That's why they're undefeated, even if we're talking about a field goal getting blocked against the Denver Broncos. I mean, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, what can't be replicated with them is the fact that they make the crucial play when they have to have it. I mean, there's plenty of games in which Mahomes isn't sharp, throw a pick, or defensively they make a mistake, but they make that one play. You know that you're going to get that one play that you have to have, and we saw that in the Bucs Monday night game a couple weeks ago as well. And so, you know, how are they doing it? It's great defense again. The offense is just making the one play that they have to make. And, you know, at some point, you know, everybody thinks it's going to come back to bite them. But we've been saying this all year, and we certainly have been saying that even going back to last year, that, hey, the wide receiver room, not good enough, can't do it, can't go on the road in the playoffs, can't do it. And time again, they obviously have been proving people wrong.
Alex Gold, co-host Cody and Gold, 96.5, the Fan in Kansas City, our guest. This Bills-Chiefs series usually lives up to the billing in terms of, all right, it's going to be a close game. But why the dichotomy, Alex, with the exception of the one Monday game in the pandemic where nobody could go to, the Bills have won in the regular season. The Chiefs have won when it matters the most here. Why do you think there is that sort of split here when we see Buffalo taking these games? And yes, they did get a little bit of help from Kadarius Toney last year, but any thoughts as to why that kind of plays out this way?
Yeah, Chiefs fans are thrilled Kadarius Toney is not involved in this game on Sunday. I can promise you that. Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, because the regular season definitely has leaned towards Buffalo, and ultimately the postseason has. And I think there's a couple things. It's not as if Josh Allen and the Bills, you know, don't understand the stakes and anything like that. I think it somewhat goes back to, while Josh Allen to me is the number two quarterback in the NFL, when you're the best in the NFL, and that is Patrick Mahomes, and I think it's been pretty evident now for multiple years that that's the case, that quarterback, much like with Tom Brady, is going to, as I just said, make the one play that you have to have. And Andy Reid, not that Sean McDermott is this terrible coach or anything like that. I think he's absolutely a top 10 coach in this league. But when you have the best coach maybe of all time and going up head to head, those little margins matter when you're talking about close games in the postseason. You can't make maybe the mistake that you can have. And there's some belief among fans here that the Chiefs hold stuff back, not in terms of like trying to win the game per se, but different looks. And Andy Reid is probably the best at doing that in terms of individual play design, in that, you know, if you're Travis Kelce and you're Mahomes, I mean, Kelce had admitted in the past that sometimes, you know, they're kind of just waiting it out till the postseason, you know, and that they kind of get bored or complacent with the regular season. And so I think that's part of it. And that's not, as I said, to say that Josh Allen and the Bills don't obviously want to win these games. I just think the Chiefs, now having gone and played, you know, 20 games a year almost, it seems like every year during this stretch, that they're kind of willing to pace themselves a little bit, and they know the ultimate prize, and there's a switch that is flipped for them come playoff time.
Alex, talk a little bit about the Chiefs' attention to detail. We saw the stat that they are the least penalized team for pre-snap penalties. You mentioned the blocked field goal against Denver. I don't think that was by accident or lucky. That was right, knowing we have a guy that we can exploit on this Denver line, that if we blow him up, we're blocking that kick. You have Andy Reid, who you mentioned could be one of the greatest coaches of all time, if not the greatest coach of all time. You have two other guys who could be head coaches in the NFL, in Spagnuolo and in Matt Nagy. Talk about just the experience there and the overall level of attention to detail that the Chiefs have. That might be that thing that differentiates them from every other team in the NFL.
I think you hit on a couple points right there that are absolutely true, and that is the consistency in the organization. I mean, when you have from top down, you have your general manager has been there since the beginning of this run in Brett Veach, and you have a defensive coordinator in Steve Spagnuolo who's been there since after that 2018 season, hasn't gotten a job elsewhere, even though some people think he maybe should get another head coaching gig. The OC spot's changed a little bit, whether it's Bieniemy, Nagy, Peterson, but the one constant, the ultimate play caller, the guy actually calling the plays, Andy Reid, is there. And this is why, you know, we actually got into this on our show today locally, and that is why I'm always going to side with an offensive-minded head coach, because even if you lose an OC, that's all right. You know, you're going to be fine. I would never want, personally, a defensive-minded head coach, especially with a young quarterback. And I think there's something to be said for having the same OC and the same personnel, for the most part, around in an organization. And there's just the belief that, like, there's something you said when you're so confident that you're going to win a football game. Everybody believes they're going to win going in. I'm sure, of course, Josh Allen and the Bills believe they're winning this game on Sunday. It's one thing to believe. It's another when, like, you know you're going to win, as in you're undefeated, in this case, this season. And I think that is a huge thing to have in the back of your mind, that you know that this is a team that you've had success with or success against in the playoffs. And this season, even when you shouldn't win a game, And you referenced the block kick. Like, when you win on a block like that, like, how do you not feel like you're unbeatable? And I think there's a huge mental edge to that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Alex, how do the Bills go about attacking this Chiefs defense? Because we look on paper, we look at the 9-0 record, and I'm just wondering, all right, where does this Chiefs defense compare this year to in years past? Could this be perhaps potentially the best version we've seen so far?
So I think there's two areas. You know, one is going to be the opposite corner spot of Trent McDuffie. So McDuffie's one of the best in the league. Last week, everybody was freaking out here because Cortland Sutton got him for 70 yards. You would have thought, you know, Jamar Chase put up 180 on him or something. It was 70 yards, and everybody thought it was terrible for McDuffie. That was his worst performance as a pro. So I don't think McDuffie's going to be had, whether he's matched up with Amari Cooper or not. I think the question and where you could exploit would be on the other side. You know, Nazi Johnson is a young corner for Kansas City. They got a lot of youth back there, and he's been a guy that there's some opportunities to go after, Josh Williams the other. And so I think staying away from McDuffie, can any of these other receivers, and I know Keon Coleman's not playing, can anybody else step up? Can a Khalil Shakir find the end zone and not just have the yardage that he's had this year? I think it'll take something like that. I think also the tight end position has been a huge problem for Kansas City matching up. Hasn't cost them a game, but will it in the red zone at some point? They haven't given up touchdowns to tight ends, but the yardage is all over the place, whether it's a Cade Otton type, whether it was earlier on the season to Brock Bowers, even Isaiah Likely in Baltimore back in week one. The tight end position, the Chiefs linebackers have really struggled in coverage. So if Joe Brady and the Bills there can get some mismatches and get Nick Bolton out in coverage, I think that's an area where Dalton Kincaid, pending his injury status, or even a Dawson Knox could have their way. But those would be two areas. I don't think it's going to be necessarily James Cook on the ground because the Chiefs have been so good. In fact, 53 yards, I believe, is the high watermark for a back against Kansas City. But maybe James Cook in the passing game, where we saw that play out last year in a couple of the meetings.
Alex, what about the skill position players for the Chiefs? Because you have all these injuries through the course of the season. And Kelce, you know, starts the season slow, and I think a lot of people just kind of said, well, he came into the season out of shape. He lived his best life with Taylor Swift over the course of the summer, and you know, God bless him. He looks like he's returned to form, but you replace Pacheco, who may be coming back here by season's end, with Kareem Hunt, and it doesn't feel like you've really missed a beat. You replace Rice with Nuke, and he looks like he's been reborn. I mean, these skill position players for Kansas City, talk about their performance here as they've kind of like stepped into these new roles.
Well, what you said there about the two additions, that two guys that weren't on the team, really three guys that weren't on the team back in week one, Kareem Hunt, DeAndre Hopkins, and I'll throw Juju Smith-Schuster in the mix. Looks like he's going to be back and available for them. He's had one really strong game for them against New Orleans, over 100 yards. After that, the numbers aren't all that impressive. But now that they enter this game, other than Pacheco, I think it's their best, you know, since week one when they had a healthy Rashee Rice, who, of course, has done it for the season. I think they're better positioned this week than they have been for those skill position players. DeAndre Hopkins, I think this is kind of a game that is prime for him to potentially go off. Now, whether that leads to a victory, I don't know. But I think lining him up in the slot and working the middle of the field is an area the Chiefs can have quite a bit of success on Sunday, whereas Juju Smith-Schuster, when he's not asked to be your number one or number two, which is what he was asked to be prior to D-Hop arriving, if he's your third or fourth receiving option, I kind of like that. That's not a bad thing to have him in that role. Can he get you 40, 5 yards in this game, three, four catches to move the chains. I think that's all you're looking for. And as far as Kareem Hunt, I mean, he's been unbelievable. Off the street, he's been as good as any back really the last 4 or 5 weeks. The question here all week has been, is he hit a wall? Have they worn him out too much? With Isaiah Pacheco hopefully back soon, you look at the carries. I mean, he's basically averaging 24 carries a game. The yardage and yards per carry numbers aren't impressive, but he has over 100 yards from scrimmage the last 2 weeks. And so I think his involvement is going to have to be in the receiving game a little bit as well. The Broncos last week did the best job anybody's really done against Kareem Hunt in terms of really limiting him on the ground. He kind of got him through the air. But fans here, and including myself, just from a media perspective, I think they're the best position skill-wise heading into this one than they've been since week one.
Interesting. Alex, as far as this rivalry, and I'll call it that, my gosh, they play third time in 11 months here, but the way kind of people here view Kansas City, there's a little bit of Chiefs fatigue, almost like, all right, like the Patriots, year after year, this would kind of go through it. Who's the top rival of Kansas City now? I know you probably have the longtime hate for the Raiders and the Broncos, but they're not anywhere close in that level. Is it still Cincinnati? Where does Buffalo fit in? What's the pecking order right now in Kansas City?
I think Chiefs fans may not fully admit it because they see Cincinnati at 4-6. But it's still Cincinnati because, Joe Burrow, of course, was able to beat them in the AFC title game. And so fans still look at that as, hey, that's the one time that they've been prevented, other than from Tom Brady, to get to a Super Bowl. And the Bengals talk a lot of trash. You know, I think there's more of a respect factor with Buffalo, whether it's the fan base, the way Josh Allen goes about his business. There seems to be more respect there, whereas with Joe Burrow in Ja'Marr Chase, Ja'Marr Chase is out here prior to week one saying they're the team to beat in the AFC. The way he just approaches things has rubbed people the wrong way. A couple of years ago, you had the Burrowhead comments about Arrowhead. So I think there hasn't been those kind of comments out of the Buffalo side, and obviously the playoff success hasn't been there. So I don't think it's Buffalo. There's almost too much respect there. So it's Cincinnati. That's where the hate really lies, even though this year, I just don't think Cincinnati is a factor. I really don't believe they're going to make the playoffs. I think there's a chance that they end up missing it altogether. So, that might change the long-term view of the rivalry. But Buffalo, it's more of a respect thing, and everybody acknowledging that Josh Allen's playing his best football when these teams match up. We know neither team is going to win, I think, by 7 or more in these games. These are going to be 3-4 point or less margins.
Well, Alex, I'm sure you've heard this, that Sunday's game will be the 15th time that the Chiefs have been underdogs with Mahomes as a starter. The Chiefs are 11-3 straight up, 12-1-1 against the spread. I know that they've failed here in recent weeks to cover. They've lost 3 straight now against the spread, dropping their against the spread winning percentage here to 404 late in the season since 2018. The Jets have... They are the only team that are worse after week 7 for the last 7 seasons than the Kansas City Chiefs late in the season. How do you see this all playing out on Sunday? You mentioned you think it'll be a close game. Which side gets the better of the other?
Right. To your point about the spread, that's why, teasers the last couple weeks is what I've been talking about, teasing Kansas City down. And that's why you've been able to still cash some bets, because otherwise, you've been losing money just taking Kansas City on the spread. The numbers have been too big. They were underdog one other time this season. That was against the Niners. On the road, the Kansas City won that game by 10. I don't think they're winning this game by 10, but I've got 3 bets on this game. One is Kansas City plus 2.5. One is Kansas City money line, and one is teasing the Chiefs up to where they're 8.5-point dogs and pair them up with, the Texans maybe on Monday night against the Cowboys, and then you tease the Texans down to 1.5. So, I think Buffalo can absolutely win this game. I just don't think it's going to be by a wide margin whatsoever. The key in this one is going to be, can Kansas City run the ball, as I was mentioning with Kareem Hunt? And then can Kansas City force Josh Allen to do something that he hasn't done much this year? And that, of course, make the red zone mistake. We've seen that in the history of this rivalry sometimes flare up in the playoffs or something like that. But not this year. I don't have to tell you guys how well Josh Allen is playing. He's playing great. So can Kansas City confuse him at all and maybe put some pressure to where in the red zone he makes that one mistake? If he does, I think the Chiefs win.
Last one for me, Alex, and it's about the MVP race because, look, Mahomes hasn't played, at least to his standard. I think we all can kind of agree. And when we're talking about MVPs, he's not really entering the conversation. But if the Chiefs keep winning, to me, the MVP is, let's look at the top seed, who's the quarterback. Congratulations, Lamar Jackson, you win the award. So how do you handicap the MVP race right now, knowing also that, all right, Josh Allen hasn't won this thing yet. If he gets this one against Kansas City, how do you view here the odds entering week 11?
So full disclosure, I bet Josh Allen MVP preseason at 7 or 8 to 1 before this thing started, and I did not bet on Patrick Mahomes. I didn't like the narrative kind of going into the season. I thought the narrative was on the side of Josh Allen because he lost Stephon Diggs, and now he has a chance to elevate some players, and then here we are. They're going to run away with the AFC East, which helps. I said on my betting show here locally that I do yesterday that I think if the Chiefs lose, then MVP, in my opinion, is done for Mahomes, and Coach of the Year for Andy Reid is done. Both of them have been propped up because they're undefeated. You know, Mahomes is right there, third in odds. Andy Reid is 6.5 to 1 on a couple books. And I think if the Chiefs were to lose, both those tank. I think Andy goes back to like 15 to 1 and has no chance to win. And Mahomes, I think, would slide back considerably. Now, on the flip side, if they both win, then obviously the same thing continues. You know, that if you're not going to lose a football game, you're going to win both awards. I mean, if the Chiefs go 17-0, Mahomes will end up winning MVP. I don't care what Lamar Jackson does.
You know, it's funny, Alex. Last Tuesday, a lot of people were following along to see who was going to be the next leader of our country. And I was following along to see if Missouri was going to come on board with the legalized sports wagering. You were doing a great job counting those ballots and keeping us all updated, Alex. And congratulations on now legalized sports wagering. When does that all get underway there in Missouri?
Right. So for those that aren't familiar with the area, on the Kansas side of Kansas City, you can bet for the last couple of years. Missouri side, where Arrowhead and the Chiefs play, where the Royals play at Kauffman Stadium, has not been legal. The launch date, summer, I think by next football season is a safe bet. There's some talk maybe by March Madness, but definitely by 2025 fall, folks on both sides of the state line here will be able to wager. And it's a big deal to have potentially for the Chiefs. And while they're trying to get a new stadium right now, so are the Royals. Will they stay in Kansas or Missouri? That's a huge conversation here. Sports betting being legalized is one other option that may keep them where they're at.
Yeah, it's certainly, you can check Alex on the Infinity Sports Network while I'm getting up on a Saturday morning. Love your takes here. Any winners for us in college football? I don't know if you looked that far ahead this weekend here, Alex.
I don't have a college football bet off the top of my head. I do not, unfortunately, for you. That'll be something. I haven't done much prep. I'm on the show this Saturday. My twin sister's getting married, so I'm off this weekend. Yeah, I got a wedding this weekend, so I'm a little checked out, admittedly, on the college football slate.
All right, Alex. Well, we appreciate you making some time for us here to preview Bills and Chiefs on Sunday. We'll be listening for you and Cody on the Odyssey app there at 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Appreciate the time, bud.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Alex. Gold. Cody and Gold on our Odyssey Sports sister station.
He's a Kansas City native. Scheduling the wedding during football season.
Oh, it's the Allstate commercial. It's mayhem. Like, I'm your best man who's overly obsessed with football. What could go wrong? Everything will go wrong. Yeah.
It's your twin sister. You got to turn off the phone. Gosh, I shouldn't have put him on the spot like that. But how did
fine.
I know? Yeah,
it's fine. What do you say? What can you do? Yeah, it's family. Family comes first, right? Always. Although, you know, if you really care, don't schedule your wedding on a Sunday during the football season. A Saturday during the football season?
No, even still.
Appreciate Alex breaking it down for us there. He, like many, predicting that this will be a closely contested game. The Bills and the Chiefs, you'll be able to hear the action on the Fan Rochester, your home for Buffalo Bills football. Our pregame coverage gets underway at noon coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, fantastic. We got time in happy hour for your calls, 866-4326, 866-4FAN. Fun show here, but we got more coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.